Welcome to the Moving Past You radio show, a show about identifying, confronting, and embracing the obstacles that block and delay us in walking in our divine purpose. Each week, we delve into the complexities and rewards of walking in your purpose. Now, here's your host, Juanita Gaynor.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining me on this evening. I know it has been a while since you have heard from us. We have taken a little hiatus. We wrapped season three early, and we are here with season four, and we're opening season four a little bit differently. We are starting with the speakers that we had from Holy Week. And they did the seven last words of Jesus Christ. So starting from Palm Sunday all the way down to Good Friday, there was an additional speaker that spoke on a particular topic. This was hosted in conjunction with my good friend, Minister Keisha L. Peterson, who is the founder of the Absolute Word Ministries, and also my ministry, which is Restored to Life Ministries. We hope that you are blessed, that you receive a great word, and we will see you on next week when we are live again. But from this week, you will hear all of the speakers from Holy Week celebration. Be blessed, have a great one, and see you in the cyber world. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us for our Holy Week celebration as we are doing the last seven last words of Jesus Christ, and we are on Good Friday. It is amazing. We have had so many wonderful speakers, and God has just shown up. And so we're thankful that you are here with us on this evening. And so would like you to say hello to my co-host. I've unmuted her.
Hello, hello.
We keep doing this, you know.
I know.
For those who don't know, my name is Juanita Gaynor. I am the founder of Restored to Life Ministries. And on the next to me is Minister Keisha Peterson, and she is the founder of the Absolute Word Ministries. God has just been doing so many amazing things. So for those who are listening or watching on the replay, you can actually see on the event page, the live stream, or you can go to any of our pages. You can go to the Absolute Word Ministries page, or you can go to Restore to Life's page to see the live stream, or you can also go to Restore to Life's YouTube page to see this as well. So, as I've led in most of the week, I want to thank God for Minister Peterson. The format that we are doing this year, God laid on her heart, and she came to me and she was telling me, and I said, go for it. I said, go for it. And she was looking at me like, did she really just say go for it? Did she really just give me the go ahead? And what I can say is one of our speakers who's going to be on and this today, it is because of this person's obedience that we're even here. I always have to say that when I say it when she's not here, but I also say it within her presence. It is because of her obedience that we're doing this, that we're at this point. It's because of her obedience that I even met Minister Peterson. And then by her being obedient, it has always allowed me to be obedient and follow the word. So I am grateful to God that he has partnered me with someone who I trust with not only my personal affairs, but also with my ministry and vice versa. And so what we're going to do is, as we've been doing all week, is we are going to get into a little tidbit of Holy Week. So many people, they understand what Good Friday is. They understand what Easter Sunday is or Palm Sunday, but they never understand what the entire week entails. So we're bringing back up our graphic, Holy Week or Passion Week, as some like to call it. If you want to do a deep dive into it, you can look at Matthew, the 21st chapter through the 27th chapter. So like I said, on Sunday was Palm Sunday. It was the start of it. It was how he was coming into the city. They was laying palms before him. They were saying, screaming Hosanna. They was just so proud to have him there. And so then Monday comes is that, you know, he says, I'm not going to do this. We're going to clean up my father's house. And he threw out the vendors and he allowed salvation for those who wanted it. Now, Tuesday comes, he decides to confront the Jewish leaders. So now they're a little bit perturbed because they're like, you're supposed to be in to save us from whatever, not to hold us accountable for what we're supposed to not and not be doing. So with that, now the wheels are turning because they're like, how can we nicely but nastily get rid of this person, not realizing that they were a part of God's plan all along? Wednesday was the day that Judas was bribed to betray Jesus. And on Thursday, on yesterday, was the Last Supper. It was the Last Supper that Jesus sat down with all of his disciples and he broke his bread and they drank of his blood. But it was also the day that Judas betrays him and Peter denies him. And today is the day where he is hanging on the cross. He done walked the Via Dolorosa and he is hanging there and he is doing all the things he needs to do to finish this out for our salvation, for our glory. And with that amazing power, we're able to do this today. So, Minister Peterson, I'm going to bring you up so that you can introduce our first speaker. And I'm excited for it because, again, she is my other mother. She is my spiritual mother. I don't care what no one says. I will say it until I can no longer say it and don't have breath. I thank God for this person's obedience every single day. Because in her obedience, it allows me to be obedient, even when I don't want to. I'm tell you that sometimes I be shifting, but it's in her obedience that I'm able to be obedient. Minister Peterson.
Amen. I am so excited. I feel like a little kid in a candy store. And I was just told to go in and enjoy myself, that there was no limit to what I can get. But I'm going to contain myself. Because I'm excited, as Minister Juanita was saying, our first speaker, she has been instrumental with getting myself to where I am today. And I really appreciate, you know, she knows how much I love her. It's not one of those, yeah, I just show her my love on Facebook. No, she knows how much I love and appreciate her because I tell her that. You know, and when you have that rapport with someone that can say, that can inbox you and say, Keisha, and it's like, I'm in trouble. So we're not going to be before you long tonight. I love her. I'm introducing our speakers for tonight. Tonight we have Apostle Dr. Marilyn E. Porter, widely known among friends and colleagues as Me, is a woman after God's own heart, with a passion for people and purpose. I'm sorry, I have it all over the place. With a passion for people and purpose, with a strong business acumen and the gift of wisdom. Marilyn is a native Jersey girl, although she has lived in various locations throughout the U.S. and Europe. She currently resides in Atlanta, Georgia, and is enjoying her newly empty nest. Marilyn holds a B.S. in psychology, M.S. in management and leadership development, and in 2016 was awarded an honorary doctorate in ministry development. Marilyn is the president, founder, and overseer of the Pink Pulpit International Convention of Women in Ministry, a 501c3 not-for-profit organization. The PPIC serves as both a spiritual support organization for women in ministry, as well as women in business. The CEO of Marilyn Porter LDT Company founder of the Soul of Women Masterclass and Interview Series, host of the Bougie Preacher Podcast. She is the co-founder of Preacher Girl Design Company, co-founder of the Chrysalis Academy. Marilyn Porter is the woman in the middle, called to serve the kingdom and the secular society. As personal development coach and business consultant, she has several influencer clients who have generated multiple six figures as a result of working closely with her. She is the very proud mother of three beautiful adult daughters, Captain Misha Danzler of the United States Army, Miss Christina Wilson, actress and teacher, and Miss Charity Wilson, free-spirited over of all things. And she is the grandmother, aka Nom Nom, of Mr. Storm Elisha Slaughter, the most amazing grandson known to mankind. He is so adorable. I present to some and introduce to others, Dr. Marilyn E. Porter with It Is Finished. Dr. Porter.
To God be the glory. I am so excited on tonight. It is it's an amazing thing for people to give you your flowers while you can yet smell the aroma of the flowers. And both of these ladies know that I love them. They know that I love them. But on tonight, on this Good Friday, we have come to talk about that man called Jesus doing that thing that he did that allows us to be who we are right now today. And so, God, we thank you. God, I love you. I do give you honor. God, I thank you for wisdom. And Father, I just want you to move in me swiftly and efficiently and effectively that your people might be blessed in the name of Jesus. And so earlier today, I was actually invited to do a last seven words, and I was number two. I was the number two saying earlier today, and it was a blessing because I knew that on tonight I would get to be word number six, and it's like my favorite. Like I love that number six. And so as I meditated and said, okay, God, what exactly am I to say? Because it needs to be quick. I need to say less. I don't need to say a whole lot of words. There doesn't need to be a whole lot of pomp and circumstance. Let's just get to it. And so I was drawn to the fact that one of the things that Jesus was known as in the Bible is a prophet. One of the things that he was known as is Jesus of Nazareth, the prophet. And so I went over on to Matthew chapter 21, starting at verse 10. And when he entered Jerusalem, all the city was stared, saying, "Who is this?" And the crowds were saying, "This is the prophet, Jesus of Nazareth in Galilee." And I always get excited, right, when I think of the notion that Jesus was from Nazareth, because geographically, if you know Nazareth, if you find it on a map, or you Google it, or you search it out, what you'll find out is that Nazareth is the hood. So me and Jesus got something going on, right? Because I'm a Jersey girl. I know a little something about the hood. But I love when anytime he is associated with Nazareth. And so they said, he is a prophet. He is a prophet. And so I thought about him in terms of being Jesus the prophet. When I looked at John 19 and 30, and when he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." And with that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. And
I get excited, y'all. I really get excited. And so I know my children, right? You heard Minister Keisha say she had to contain herself. I'm like, yeah, she my child, because I have to contain myself too. But in the honor of just coming to do what I'm slated to do on tonight, I don't want to be real, real wordy, but I do want y'all to hear this. When you consider Jesus as a prophet, when you consider a prophetic word flowing out of the words of his mouth as he hang there dying on that cross for you and for me, and Jesus said, "It is finished." Now, if you take that as the word of the prophet, as a prophetic word, what Jesus was really saying is, not only is this episode of my earthly life finished, all of it is finished, right? Jesus said it's finished. That meant he spoke that prophetic word over time, over the whole of time. So really, everything that we are going through, even right now on today, it is finished. Why? Because Jesus said it on the cross. It is finished. And that is a prophetic word going out over the whole of humanity. So if you sick, it is finished. If you broke, it is finished. If you sad, it is finished. If you're mad, if you're angry, if you're walking in unforgiveness, I declare on tonight, as the King of Kings, hang there in anguish for your sake and for mine, for your soul and for mine, for your salvation and for mine. He declared, even before any of this nonsense begins, it is finished. And so as you go forward, not only today, for the rest of this day, but throughout the rest of your days, I want you to consider that the master of the universe, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, took time to speak a prophetic word over the whole of humanity and simply said, "It is finished. It is finished. Whatever it is," Jesus said, "is done. Stick a fork in it. It is no more." So I want you to begin to speak that over the things in your life that you know they are really over, but you just got them lingering around. You got them hanging there. You done nailed yourself to the cross because you can't forgive yourself, or you done nailed somebody else to the cross because you mad at them for something that you chose to do yourself. It is finished. It is over. No more. From this day forward, it is finished. And so, God, we thank you. I thank you, Jesus, for speaking that word that I might grab a hold to it on today and know that whatever I'm going through, this too shall end. This too shall end. And why is that so? Because my Savior declared it on the cross over 2,000 years ago. Marilyn, it is finished. Keisha, it is finished. Juanita, it is finished. To God be the glory. Amen. I pray that I have spoken a word, that I have served you all well on this evening. To God be the glory for who he is in my life. And may you continue to run after him and seek after him more and more and more. God bless you all.
Wow. I love it. I love that hit it, lay it out, and I'm out. I love it. I love it. As they say, she understood the assignment. Amen. I tell you, thank you so much, Dr. Porter. We're going to go ahead and move on as I introduce our next speaker. And that is none other than my dear sister, my partner in ministry, Minister Juanita E. Gaynor. Juanita Gaynor is a Philadelphia native currently residing in East Orange, New Jersey. She started her event planning career at the tender age of 14. She is a certified wedding planner that holds an associate's degree in business administration from Eastern Nazarene College and an associate's degree in accounting from Atlanta Technical College. In 2013, Juanita founded Restored to Life Ministries, a nonprofit organization working with survivors of child abuse. It is also the time she began to speak about and discuss the abuse she suffered as a child and how she is working to become a beacon of hope and love to those who have suffered from it. In 2015, Juanita started Elite Financial Management, LLC, a full-service accounting and bookkeeping firm that can evaluate your individual needs to customize the best accounting solution for your business. In 2018, Juanita started Moving Past You Radio Show to help identify, confront, and embrace the obstacles that block and delay us walking in our divine purpose. I introduce and present to you my sister, Minister Juanita E. Gaynor.
Thank you so much, Minister Peterson, for that. It's been a while since I've been on this side doing some teaching. And again, I am just so grateful to God for everything that he has done within this past year leading up to this. Father, we just thank you on this evening as you decrease me and you increase so that I can provide for your people what you want them to be provided for. So I can say what you want me to say, move how you want me to move. Father, cover those who are listening on this evening that they hear exactly what you need them to hear to move forward in their purpose. In your son's name, amen. So I have, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. Now, for anyone who knows me, they know I'm a bit of a wordy. Like, I am going to evaluate and break down some words because I think it's crucial. So first, we're going to go to Luke, the 23rd chapter, the 46th verse. And I'm reading from the King James Version, and it reads as such. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. So I want you to think about that. Now, we'll have some people who will say that, you know, well, he piggybacked, you know, David actually said that same thing, and he did. And that's in Psalm 31 and 5. You know, David did say that. But let's circle back. In Matthew 5, 17, 18, he stated that I didn't come to abolish the law. I came to fulfill it. So everything he did up on that cross was not only to fulfill it, but to erase everything we had so that we can go to the Father. So let's break down that word, Father. Now, again, I'm a wordy. Father's a noun, and you have the first one. It says it's a male parent, you know, a man who has a child. But I want you to go to that fifth definition in Merriam-Webster's, and it says originate, source, prototype. I want you to understand that. And then let's go on down and you go, and it's also a verb, as a transitive verb. And it's to be the founder, producer, and author of. To accept the responsibility for and to place the responsibility for the original care of. So when he says father, when we say Father, we are identifying and recognizing that he is the source. He is the originator. He has accepted the responsibility for us when we don't want it. So when we call out to him, we're acknowledging that, yes, he is that in our lives. Into thy hands. Basically, you're saying, you know what? Father, I done got sideways. I'm tired of this race. I'm ready to do what I need to do. And when you say I, you are owning. He was owning that I'm willing to do that. Now, understand this. He was deity. He didn't have to do that. But he had to follow his father's plan, because his father's plan was the blueprint for us to return to the Father when we have completed the steps necessary to get our act together. So when we done went astray and we done did all the, you know, whatever we wanted to do, and we had to do the steps to reconcile back to the Father, he had to leave the blueprint of what we needed to do. So let's talk about commend. Commend is that you entrust, you surrendered, you let him preserve you, meaning I'm surrendering all to you. One of my favorite songs that go by that is by, it's called Withholding Nothing. And so many times we sing songs and we don't understand what they mean. But listen, the lyrics are, I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing. So when Jesus says, I commend my spirit, I surrender my spirit, it means it's like, Daddy, I know you got me. This is over. This is done. Everything right here is done, and I can move forward with you. You have my spirit. So what does this phrase discuss? It discusses intimacy. Jesus had an intimate relationship with his Father. And at this point on the cross, he had not known not being in his presence. So therefore, he knew that there was going to be a point where he wasn't going to be in the presence, because he had to take on our screw-ups, our craziness, all the things we was doing, so that we can be able to reconcile back to the Father. And because of that intimate nature, he knew what he had to do. So when he cried out, Father, that was the intimate part. Because at that point, it wasn't, you know, I am, you know, sitting beside you. I am coming to you as your child, as your begotten son, as the one who's the originator, who is the source of my strength, my health, and my being. I am calling out to you because now I need you to take over. And with that, it was a level of trust that he wasn't worried about what God was going to do. He knew his Father had him. And with that, he surrendered and gave it all to him. How many times do we ask God to do something? How many times that he takes us through the steps and we get to that last part where everything's finished, but then we decide that we still want to kind of dibble down, but we don't really want to hand over everything to him. We want to keep that little piece to ourselves. I remember I was a little girl and my grandmother said, I want you to give me everything. And I thought I was slick. I said, okay, I'm going to give her just this and I'm going to keep this one piece. Well, that one piece, me keeping, kept me from getting the big thing. That meant, oh, so you didn't want to obey. So now you can't go to the movies with your friends. You can't go to the birthday party. And you're sitting there wondering, and you're mad at your father. You're mad at your grandmother. You're mad at your best friend. You're mad at your pastor. But you decided that you wasn't going to lay it all on the altar. And whose fault is that? I've been there. There's been plenty of times. But in this moment, what God is showing us is that if my son, who is deity, came in the flesh and can do that, so can you. He went through being beaten, being scorned, being talked about, his back being, you know, backs being turned, people betraying him, denying him, him having to walk away from his mother and make provision for her. If he can turn to the Father and say, I am all yours, I surrender everything to you, there's nothing else. However you decide to do this, whenever you decide to do this, it is yours. We can do it too. So how long are we going to stop toeing the line? When are we going to stop just dibbling dabbling? When are we going to stop getting to everything is finished and then walking away from the final process? Because if Jesus decided he was going to walk away from the final process, we wouldn't be here. Because at any point in time, he could have been like, okay, you know what? Yeah, I don't need to do this. But he didn't. So every time you decide you know better, every time you decide that I don't want to take it all the way, every time you decide it's too much, look at Jesus. Every time you say, you know what, I miss my friends and I don't want to leave my mom and or I just like all of these people, remember Jesus. Because he decided that, you know what, my Father knows best. And even though it pains me in the flesh, because remember at this point he's in the flesh. It pains me in the flesh to leave my friends, my family, my mother, to look at her cry. But I know what my assignment is. I know what the purpose is. So I am going to commend my spirit into your hands and allow you to complete the process so that at the end of the day, I can be what you need me to be, where you need me to be, and who you need me to be. Remember, don't walk away from the final part of the process. Just because you think it's finished, you have to give it all. You have to surrender everything. And you have to become who he needs and wants you to be to walk fully in your purpose. I thank you. I bless you. Pray that you received something from this for your spirit. I'm going to return this over to Minister Peterson now.
To God be the glory. I tell you, my heart is so overwhelmed. It's like, have you asked God for something and he gave you more than what you asked for? He gives you more than what you asked for because you did what he told you to do. You took the steps that he gave you. And he provided more above and beyond. I tell you, I am so excited. This is just like, I'm just excited. It's, no other words can explain how I am feeling right now. It's so funny. The other night, Minister Juanita and I were talking and she said to me, she said, well, you're the leader. You're the lead. And any of you who know me personally, you know me. I'm quiet. I like to stay behind the scenes. And when she said that, it made me realize you're finally doing what God has told you to do. But when you start doing it, it just becomes natural. Amen. Amen. So we are going to before we actually bring up information for our speakers, if there is anyone that is on the line tonight that is listening to the replay, listening to the live, whenever you listen to the service, in any of the service that you listen to, you will always have an opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. If you are listening tonight and you would like to accept him as your personal Savior, you can do so by just repeating this simple prayer. And that prayer is, dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner. And I ask for your forgiveness. I believe that you died for my sins and you rose from the dead. So I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and into my life. I want to trust you and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Amen. Say that prayer with a sincere heart, with a repenting heart, and honestly, if this is what you want, honestly accept him into your life. Amen. Because believe it or not, he has already accepted you. He created you, who you are. But in order to get back into, you know how when we go to dad and we do something wrong and dad chastises us and, oh gosh, what am I going to do to get back into God, dad's good grace? Dad, I'm sorry. Dad, I know I did wrong. Please forgive me. This is asking forgiveness and accepting him into your heart. Amen. Amen. So tonight, this is the last night, And, you know, I wish we had more nights to go, but this is the last night. And we are going to take a moment, and if you could bring up the Cash App for Dr. Porter. We are not, we can't pay our speakers, okay? But if you receive the word on tonight, just as I have, sow into our speakers. Dr. Porter's actual Cash App is, it is $ Dr. M.E. Porter. That is $ Dr. M.E. Porter. And that is the Cash App for Dr. Porter. And I do apologize. I thought I sent that over to Minister Juanita. I do apologize. So her for the Cash App for our first speaker was our Apostle Dr. Marilyn E. Porter. Is Dr. is the $ Dr. M.E. Porter. Okay. And then the Cash App for our second speaker, Minister Juanita E. Gaynor, that is $ R2L Ministries. $R2L Ministries. And, you know, we can't pay our speakers. We can't pay them. So this is sowing into the seed, saying into their ministry, I love you. Thank you for saying yes. Thank you for your yes. Thank you for laying before the Lord on my behalf. You know, thank you for not just coming up here and talking from your perspective. Thank you for taking the time out to do and to speak what God gave you to speak to his people. Amen. Amen. I want to thank all of our speakers. I do believe I'm going to call Minister Juanita. Okay. We're going to thank all of our speakers on this week, starting. I'm not going to start with Sunday. I was the speaker for Sunday, so I thank myself for being here. Amen. So I want to thank Missionary Wiley, who came forth on Sunday, on Monday. Today shalt thou be with me in paradise. And on Tuesday, Elder Judith Favor came forth with Woman, Behold Thy Son. Following her was Wednesday, Elder Nathan L. Wiley Jr., my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And on Thursday, my dear sister prophetess Deborah V. Capers, I thirst. And tonight, Dr. Marilyn E. Porter and Minister Juanita E. Gaynor, Dr. Porter was It Is Finished. And Minister Gaynor, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And I don't know if you remember Minister Juanita mentioning these were all family members. And, you know, you have to understand it doesn't only, blood is not the only thing that makes you family. And so when you can come forth and bring God's word with family, come on, that's nothing but fire and power right there. That is nothing but fire and power right there. And I have to recognize that for myself, you know, because I just thank God for the circle. That is a powerful circle. Amen. Amen. So I am going to ask my sister Juanita if she has any last words or if Apostle Porter has any last words. Because we are closing out on tonight.
I do not. Apostle, did you have any last words I could bring you up? No.
I just want to bless the people. I remember as we were going into the month of April, and I kept looking and looking and looking around, and I was like, normally around this time of year, you know, you would have seen, you know, tons of people doing the last seven sayings of Christ. And I said to myself, Lord, have we gotten, are we so, you know, new school, you know, that we have forgotten, like, this is foundational. You know, these are the foundational pieces of our faith to acknowledge that he did what he did. And so I'm just grateful that seems like in the inning, in like that last inning, you know, I got the invitation from you ladies. And then I got the invitation from another daughter of mine saying, hey, you know, we need to acknowledge this. And so I just want to, you know, bless the two of you for being obedient and for knowing that, yes, times are changing. Even the church is changing. Lots of things are shifting, but God is still the same. And so I bless the two of you for honoring and recognizing. I know we do it over and over and over and over again. And to that, I say, if Jesus had to do it over and over and over again, he would. He would. And so because he loves us that much, we have to continue on no matter what shifts, we have to continue on showing honor in a magnificent way to our Lord and Savior.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
I have nothing else to say. I am just so blessed to have all you in my circle, and then to include others in the circle as well that are just so obedient and open to do God's will. So I've been blessed. So I'm excited. But you know what? I'm going to let Minister Peterson close this out, because at the end of the day, like I said, God gave her the vision, and I'm letting her run with that. I am letting God develop her and move her. So I'm so excited that she took the lead. Like, I was busy, so I was like, I can't do it. Go for it. Whatever you need, I got you. And she absolutely went for it. And so I am so blessed and so grateful that God has placed someone in my life that I can trust, again, with my personal life, with my ministry life, with even business. So I am so grateful for that. And of course, like I've always said, the person that's made that possible was Dr. Porter. Because it was because of, we didn't know one another. So it was always because of her. And again, I will say this until I no longer have breath. I thank you for your obedience to God. I thank you for your obedience to God, because it always allows me to be obedient. Always. Wow. Always.
Praise God.
Minister Peterson, I'm giving it back to you.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. And with that being said, I thank all of you who have joined us this week. And don't forget, you can always go back and watch the replays on Restore to Life Ministries Facebook page, R2L Ministries, and Absolute Word Ministries Facebook page, and also to R2L Ministries YouTube channel. You can always go back and watch the replays. They are in order. Amen. So with that being said, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for joining us this week, for coming in and touching the lives of those who have listened. And I thank you for dropping nuggets into the people's hearts and into their minds, making them think, making them want a closer walk with you, God. Lord, I ask that you continue to cover the speakers, strengthen them, and to let them know that you are right there, that you would not put them on a path that you were not there with them, that you would not lead them out to the wolves to be devoured. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you for being with us each and every night, because I know if it was not for you, we would not be here. And I ask that you continue to strengthen each day as our speakers continue to walk the walk that you have laid before them. We shall continue to give your name the praise, the glory, and honor, because it is all due to you. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. We are signing off for the rest of the week. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Moving Past You Radio Show. Make sure to visit our website at www.movingpastyou.com, where you can subscribe to the show on iTunes. If you found value in the show, rate us on iTunes or simply tell a friend about the show. Be sure to tune in next Thursday for our next episode. And remember to always be kind in your word, your thought, and in your deed. Be blessed.